Who's in Vegas? Who's at five? And it's a new look UVA team. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Jay Willie Show. We are back for our third season, sponsored by Rhines and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged. I am your host, Mark Jerome, alongside Jason Williford, still the top ACC assistant coach in the business. Jay, it's so good to see you. It's been a minute.
It's been a while. Good to see you, Mark. I'm the top coach because I've been here the longest. Everybody else has gone and got jobs.
You've been the top coach for several years, even when they didn't have jobs.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, but it's good to be back on. Hey, you'll never believe in Vegas how many people came up to me, either in the casino when I was walking through or coming from games. Hey, when's the Jay Willie Show coming back on? I can't believe how many people actually watch it, but I'm glad we're back.
That's awesome to hear. I think that this show gives a lot of information, and I think it lends a lot of entertainment and sometimes information that maybe other shows may or may not give.
Well, you always try to pry from me, so.
You're pretty good at being political yet informative. Across that line,
it's the chemistry, Mark. We got good chemistry. That's all. People like the chemistry.
Speaking of chemistry, this is a good team.
Well,
guys, but listen, for the first time in about 4 years since the championship team, it's the first time where the core has been back for a second year.
We play well in Vegas. Let me just say that. But before we go any further, I'd be remiss if I didn't just say our thoughts and prayers are with our football program and the school and the community for those guys that lost their lives and the other two victims that are healing and recovering. I'm extremely close to a couple of guys on staff, so I know it's hoops, but we're continually praying for the families, the football program, our administrators, and the university as a whole. So I do want to put that out there for whoever's watching. Continue to keep us in your prayers. It's been hard, but we'll pull through. We're UVA strong.
Thank you for sharing that. And I think we all feel that sentiment. And I've received actually a ton of comments and texts and calls about it. I'm not even close to the football group, but it's nice to see support. But how do they recover from that tragedy?
Yeah, one day at a time. I mean, it's going to take a while. You just don't fathom anything like that happening ever. But I think the leadership, the head coach, Coach Elliott, Carla, we got the right leaders in place. Our staff, those guys got good men and role models that are around them. And I think it's just one day at a time. It's going to take some time. And I know they've got some funerals to attend coming up, and they'll take time to grieve and process all of this, but they'll get back to football. But those guys will always be in our hearts. My kids, in fact, were close to Lavelle, one of the receivers. They got to know him a little bit, and when they were at football camp, he was one of their instructors. So they took it hard. But I think Virginia's a big family, and we'll lean on each other, and there'll be a lot of support, and that's all we can do.
Once again, our thoughts and prayers go out to the families, the victims. It's just a terrible, very sad tragedy. And
yeah.
Just hoping that at some point this stops.
Yeah, no, it has to. But on a lighter note, I think we helped in some way by just going out and playing, and for those two games, in our women's team and our women's soccer team, all those teams that are still competing, gave hope and some reprieve a little bit for the community, being able to see us go out and succeed. And for those brief moments, everyone was rooting and galvanized around those wins. So hopefully we can continue to do that.
Scariest possible thing that can happen to your kid. Right. But you got to go on.
I mean, yeah. In the memorial service, I thought it was the beginning of the healing. It was beautifully done, hard to watch, but I think it was necessary. It was Coach Elliott says the first step in that healing process. So we'll get through it one day at a time.
Wishing all the families the best.
Yep.
All right. As we move on to a little bit of a lighter note and to the UVA sports program, which I agree can help healing, at least to the university itself and to the students, the existing students and the fans and the teams. You guys are performing at a really high level right now. First game was a little bit of a struggle. Which is expected, first game out.
Yeah, I wouldn't say struggle. To be honest, I wasn't sure where we were. Like, we were, we knew we were going to get tested. And those were two good tests with two really good teams. But, Baylor presented switching and.
I'm sorry, Jay Will. I wasn't even talking about the weekend. I was talking about the first two games of the season.
Oh. I thought you were talking about Vegas.
No. Okay. Baylor and Illinois, I thought you guys did a great job. But going back to the first two games of the season, I think it's you're just feeling each other out. It's first game of the season. You don't know who's playing where. You don't know who's going to play what. Guys are feeling each other out. Guys are learning each other still, even though they played together, starting five played together last year, which that year of experience has to help tremendously. But it's still the first actual game. There's got to be some nerves. There's got to be some anxiety people are experiencing.
Oh, yeah. I think it was all of that. Nerves, just expectations. your rank coming into the season. We're not sure where we are. We had Italy, but, are we going to gel defensively? Our guys – have their games gotten better, and will the production be there from the work they put in over the summer, as far as being able to make shots, and so all of that was new, I think it was just more of a feeling out those first few games, and different roles for different guys having to step up and asking them to do a little bit more. But I thought it all came together in Vegas. And it was good to see.
Yeah. Well, it also came nicely together against Monmouth, right? That was a butt whipping. You guys put it on them for sure. Did that game lead to the confidence? I'm watching the Illinois game, the second half of the Illinois game I saw, and then I watched the Baylor game. There's a confidence and a swagger and a defensive excitement. Like, just these guys are working on defense. Like, they're grinding, right? That I haven't seen in a few years with a UVA team.
Yeah, no, I think we've made a conscious effort defensively that we have to be better. The last couple of years, we haven't been able to get stops when we need to get stops. And I think, from a number standpoint, if you look where our numbers have been over the years, our numbers dipped on that side of the ball. And that has been a point of emphasis throughout the offseason. We got to be better defensively. And we've been working our tails off. But the other thing is, we told them come into this year and play free. Like our theme has been play free offensively, free to take shots, free to make shots, free to miss shots, free to turn it over occasionally, not a lot, but you know, play free on that end of the floor with some confidence. But then on the other side, play like your hair's on fire defensively. And I think we're touching on that. Now we got to continue to get better, and obviously both sides as the season progresses, but the start has been good, knock on wood.
Very good. Very impressive. Exciting. I think this is the first time fans have been so excited about the team since the national championship. There's been a lot of talk about them. There's been a lot of talk about the new guys coming in. Also, I think when you have five starters coming back, helps a lot, right? We mentioned it earlier. Jaden playing, he's playing well. He's not messing, maybe not scoring as much as he wants. Armand just looks like he's a completely different kid than last year.
Yeah.
Just walking around, he looks like he's just, his shoulders look taller. His head looks higher. Looks like maybe he's got a couple more inches than he did last year. Just he's elevated and he looks so confident out there. Reese just looks like his last two games. You know who's so excited about Reese's level of play.
I do. That I do.
And he'll be on in a little while. He's just chopping up the bench. So it looks like a different team. Kia shooting the ball well. Caden looks awesome. Well,
but they should, Mark. They're older, another year of experience. They kind of know what to expect now, at least for Gardner and Armand. Like they, you know, it's not new to them. Like they know how we operate, what we're doing defensively, what we're doing offensively. So, you know, another year in the system. And I think for Armand, you know, it's been a confidence thing. I think mentally he's just at a level where he wasn't last year, where he would get down on himself and second guess himself. Hopefully that can continue, but he's shooting the ball and playing with a tremendous amount of confidence.
I know he spent a summer hanging out, so at least I don't know how much of the summer, some of the summer, a portion of the summer with Justin Anderson. What else, or is that it, or is there
no? Well, he spent time with Justin. He spent time with John Lucas in Houston. I think he went out to California with some workout guy. Like he put in the work, and it's evident so far. And he can't rest on that now. You know, you got to continue to do that. But and he's healthy. I said the other night. He came in with an ankle and he's finally, I think his body's right. You know, he's had a full year with Mike Curtis to do some corrective stuff and get that ankle right. He's moving better. Jaden Gardner is moving his feet like a guard on defense. I mean, he is sliding better. He understands what we're doing. So, And we got quality depth. Like there's competition every day in practice. So dudes are pushing each other and they know if they don't bring it, there's somebody else that's right there ready. And healthy competition is always good.
You got a couple of new guys that it seemed to be, you know, you got Vanderplas, we got Isaac, you got Dunn, right? To name three.
Yeah.
Tane's back again from last year too.
Yeah.
What are the new guys bringing to the team that's different than last year's team?
Well, you Vanderplas brings a ton of experience and just basketball feel and his IQ, his soundness with the ball. Like he's really good. He's 28 years old. So he should be good. He doesn't get rattled. He plays at his pace. You can't speed him up. I love that about him. Poppy's a year older and better, and we love his physicality. And then McNeely and Dunn They just bring that youthful exuberance. You know, you got athleticism with Dunn and McNeely can bang some shots. You know, it was good that they were able to get some minutes out in Vegas in that type of game, that caliber of game. And I think they'll be better for it moving forward. We probably need McNeely to look at the rim and take a few more shots. But I think he it's all a learning experience right now. You know, he's being thrown in the fire, and I thought he had some deer in the headlight looks in that first one, and kind of settled down against Illinois. But he'll be fine. They're working like crazy.
Does he remind you of anybody recently in the UVA program?
He's got a little Kyle guy to him. I think he can fly off screens and make shots. I'm not sure he's got the swag that Man Bun had. We got to get a little more swag in him. But he's got a little bit of that. He's just got to let it go. I think he's trying to play mistake-free ball. And he's just got to go play ball. He's got to not worry about, whatever mistakes he's going to make, because it's going to happen. He's got to let it snap. But I think he knows that, and he'll be all right.
You talked about Vanderpass earlier, mentioning that he's very poised and you can't speed him up. He also has a toughness. And I'm watching him against Illinois. And by the way, he's third in rebounding on the team, right? And he's just – he's not afraid to mix it up.
Well, he's got
defensive rebounds.
He's got that big Midwestern football body. He looks like he's a Wisconsin guy. He looks like he could play, tight end for the Badgers or something. But the kid, no, he's not afraid to mix it up. He's a strong body kid. He'll throw his body. I mean, against Illinois, Tony made probably one of the best moves with like 4.5 to go. We're in the timeout. Maybe it's at the four media, or maybe right before, and we go small. We go Ben and JG at our 4 and 5. The other Illinois had both their bigs in. They had Hawkins and the other kid in. And I'm saying to Tone, we can't rebound. We got to go Poppy and Caden, right? And we hardly have ever played that lineup. And Tone's like, they ain't rebounding anyway. I'm gonna play these two. And that was really, I thought that changed the complexion of the game, because Ben guarded the big kid, walled up, got a couple rebounds. Gardner was able to slide on the perimeter against Hawkins, who was more of a face-up big and could put it on the floor. And then, obviously, those two help us on the offensive end with their ability to make shots. And they, made free throws down the stretch. Ben made some good passes. That, I thought, was the difference in the game. And that's why they paid Tone the big bucks, because I definitely would have gone. I'd have matched him. I would have been big on big. But it worked. I mean, it was a great call.
Yeah, well, with 4 minutes left, it was 57-56. You guys were down one, right? And you ended up winning 70-61.
It was a heck of a call.
I think that's why he gets the big bucks, right?
That's exactly right.
You trust. Five guys averaging 9 points or better. Jaden Gardner averaging nearly 8. That's pretty a diverse scoring crew.
Well, that's what we are. I mean, we've been that way over the years in the past where, I know we've had like Ty and Dre and Malcolm and those guys and Gil, but there have been years where, we got to do it by committee. Like, not one guy's not going to get you 20 a night. We've got to do it by committee. And I think that's what this group is. It could be you know, Armand was phenomenal against Baylor, you know, and then it could be Reese the next game. It could be Kihei, you know, Gardner, Ben, you know, Caden. I mean, Caden's had a couple good games early in the year. Like, I just think that's who we are. You know, they're unselfish. Someone was telling me, and I don't have the stats in front of me, but we're like assisting. We're assisting at a high clip on a lot of our, you know, our field goal attempts. I don't know what the percentage actually is, but they're sharing the ball. That's a good thing to see.
Reese averaging 6 assists a game. Key averaging almost 5 assists a game.
Yeah.
You know, to have two guys averaging 10 assists together is pretty impressive.
Yeah.
In addition to that, shooting nearly 50% from three, that always helps a TV team.
Mark, don't jinx us, but if we can keep throwing that ball in from deep, that makes us a lot different.
No question, but there's no jinxing to being a good shooter. You either shoot it well, you're a good shooter, or you're not. Right? If you're going to rely on jinxing and luck, you don't deserve it.
You're right, but let's just knock on wood, we keep throwing that ball in. I mean, we go 1-for-2 in the first half against Baylor and then come out and everybody's making threes. That was fun to see.
Yeah, no, it was. That second half of Baylor was, wow, tremendous, right? But in addition to the three ball going in, just looked like you guys just were better than Baylor. Like, I'm watching that game and I'm going, is UVA that good? Or is Baylor that bad? Or is there a combination? I mean, the way you guys handled them was
like... Yeah, but they also made a run. We knew they were going to make a run. Like, that's a good Baylor team. Their guards are good, really good. We weren't going into Vegas. We wanted to see where we stacked up, right? You know, how good are we? You know, we got a lot of returners. We got a lot of experience. You know, but where do we stand in this thing? And look, I'm not sure we're the fifth best team in the country, but I'll take it for now. But, you know, we can't rest on that. You just got to play them one at a time. You know, that's that coach speak in me. But they played their tails off against two really good teams, two good programs.
But the players are really good with a really quality coaching staff, right? That's going to make for a good team. Now, we don't know. There are a lot of good teams this year.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I'm watching that Maui tournament. Good gracious.
Tremendous. Tremendous. Yeah. I watched Creighton play Arkansas last night. What a game.
High level. Arizona's high level.
Arizona beat Creighton by 2 today.
A lot of good teams.
Yeah, a lot of good teams. The top 12, 15 teams are really strong.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Some of them typically, not always, don't always get better and decline. Right. And some, the same teams typically continue to get better over the course of a season. Right. And I attribute that to coaching.
Well, we'll see where we stack up and you know, coming back from Vegas and having a day or two off and then get ready. You know, we got Thanksgiving tomorrow. You know, we'll play Friday and then we go to Michigan, another good opponent like that. That was the challenge. You know, that was the challenge that coach said to them. Like, where are we going to be? Are we going to, we're going to grow from here? Are we going to rest on, you know, everyone telling us how great we are? I think knowing our guys, they know that we still got work to do. This is still way too early in the year.
So you started talking about the schedule. You got Maryland Eastern Shore. Not that strong of a team. I mean, you never say never, right? You never say there's a guaranteed win.
They're the next opponent.
Which is not going to be, Michigan's not playing well right now, but you're still playing at Michigan in Ann Arbor. That's always going to be a tough place to play. Then you've got Florida State, James Madison, and then Houston. How do you keep guys from looking 5 games ahead to play against the number two, maybe the number one team in the country at that time?
Shoot, they better be thinking about Maryland Eastern Shore for Friday. I mean, that's not who we are. We're not going to overlook anybody. It's the next opponent. I think they know what our schedule. There's no mistaking that we beefed up the schedule. You know, we got a tough schedule this year, and that was on purpose. You know, we bought a lot back, and we want to see and test ourselves. And the goal ultimately is to get back to the NCAA tournament. You know, we didn't make it last year. We want to be able to get back, but we want to get back doing it one game at a time, the next opponent. And for us is Eastern Shore. Got them Friday. I don't know a lot about them, to be honest. That's not my scout. I think they're, prototypical mid-major program, small ball. We'll see a lot of small ball. So
2-3 right now. All right.
Yep.
You could possibly be going, 5-0. There's a good chance you're going to be 5-0 going into Michigan. I know you don't like to talk that way. As a coach, I don't like to talk that way either.
But you're going to ask me to talk that way?
No, I'm not. Not right now. Maybe later in the show.
All right.
Not now. Because you're always going to talk about, yes, remember that one game, right? And we will. We're always playing that in the back of our heads, everybody. But I like this team a lot. That defensive toughness, that moxie on defense is something I haven't seen from this program in a while.
Well, we had to get back to that. That's been our identity. That's what we built the program on. It was always defense first. And for whatever reason, we weren't able to defend at that level. We made that a point of emphasis. And I think the guys have bought in. They understand that that's our way. We got to be able to do that.
As a coaching staff, did you guys meet, talk on the plane coming back from Vegas or when you got back to Charlottesville and break down? And what's the attitude of the staff right now?
Well, we didn't. No, we flew out late. So after that, we end up having to catch a red eye late. So we went on. There were families there, and Tony has some family. So after the game, we ate and hung around a little bit, and then finally got on the plane a little bit after midnight. But our mindset is, there's still room for growth. We didn't like how we defended in the first half of the Illinois game. And so you can always, there's some possessions that you got to say, okay, we can't, that's unacceptable. Regardless of us winning that game, this is not going to fly moving forward. And so that was today's practice. We got to get in there and we got to work on defense. We got to get back in transition. We got to be more attentive to that. We got to continue the defensive rebound. And so our mindset is get better.
What specifically are you talking about when you said there was a couple of possessions at the game, first half at Illinois, that you were working on?
It's just guarding the ball, keeping the ball out of the paint. Miss block out assignments, those type, not getting back in transition. We let Shannon get downhill a little bit where we got to be in gaps and help one another. And, we were unattentive to some back cuts, ball watching, those things you can't have. We got to clean that type of stuff up.
Okay. Our guy Dougie's waiting, but before
patiently waiting.
He's doing so well. I haven't got a text. He hasn't tried to peek in on Zoom yet. Whoa. Or Spencer's doing a great job keeping him out. Right, while he's trying to sneak in. The one last thing I'm going to talk about before we bring Dougie on is the big guys this year. It seems like you have some breathing room because you have four quality big dudes that can play offensively and defensively.
They give us a little bit of versatility, right? You got Poppy who can bang and lean on those big physical guys. Kaden who's going to rim protect and can slide his feet and really good in the ball screen stuff the way we like to do it. Ben and Jay, JG's defensive slides have improved immensely. So, I mean, you know, wouldn't be afraid to see us switch sometimes with him, you know? And then Ben's ability to just, because he's such good feel, he's picked right up and gotten the defense and kind of figured out what we're doing. And he can bang and throw his body around a little bit. So
you said versatility, which makes sense, right? Which is why you go small ball and you'll still be successful. And it's such a luxury having four big dudes that are a little bit different. One is a really, really good shooter, not afraid to mix up and bend a pass. You got Jalen Gardner, who's tough down low and mid-range, right? You got Poppy, who's just a bruiser.
But think about that, Mark. Like if you compare teams over the years, there's always been versatility within the roster to go small or play two traditional bigs if need be, right? So when we had Dre and Mamadi and Jack and Zay, right? You could have Mamadi and Jack on the floor. You could have Dre and Mamadi on the floor. Like there were times where there was versatility within those guys. If I'm not mistaken, there were a couple games we played Dre and Braxton. We finished with those two with three guards.
I know that, you know, the years kind of run together.
Jay Huff, I'm forgetting Jay was on one of those teams. Yeah,
so you're talking about 2018 versus 2019 too. So Dre could play three or four, right? And was so good.
But being able to give you that versatility within the roster when you do need to go small and make, you know, and like we did against Illinois, or, you know, say Carolina over the years, or Louisville, right? Where you got to have two big horses out there because they got two big dudes and you got to rebound and match that. So.
And while we're on the subject of big guys, and this is kind of 1A and 1B, so before Dougie calls me out and says, you said only one more question. What was the thought process in Isaac Trout redshirting?
You know, that kind of was left up to him. I mean, I think Coach had conversations with him and his family, and that's what he chose to do. And I think he's going to be a good. I love all of our first year guys. I think we got a great group, and so I'm excited about the future. I'm pretty sure he would want to play and wants to play, but I think he ultimately decided to do what was best for him. And we're going to put the work in with him. There have been a lot of good dudes that have redshirted and been really good coming off of that redshirt. So I'm excited.
All right, 1C. How easy was it to convince somebody to redshirt who's really good because of the success of Dre, Malcolm, and some of the other guys in the past?
Well, you kind of paint the picture for what it may look like, and they have to decide. But it helps to have that reference point, right, of those dudes that have done it. And look where they are now. So, I think he's going to be really good. He really good when it's all said and done.
All right, 1D. No, I'm just kidding, Dougie. Let's bring Dougie on in before he reaches across the Hudson and tries to punch his way through my door. There he is. There he is.
Am I here?
Am I in?
Fresh.
Dougie, welcome.
What up? Jay Willie Show is back by popular demand, as they say.
Fresh, we're back. What is that I see in the background? Is that a new poster?
That's the old one. That's the December something game, probably 1992 or three. It's me. That's me getting a step on Charlie Ward, Jay.
Oh, wow.
What you can't see there is he cut me off, and so I just laid it off to Junior. And Big June hit that 8-footer nicely. That's an assist. We'll take it.
That's classic right there. Did we beat him?
Right? Of course we beat him. We used to always get him at home. Remember, then we went down there my last year, your second year, and they got us pretty good. We always beat him at home, I felt like. We'd split. I got a lot of questions, by the way. I have thoughts and questions. I had one coming in. I couldn't even think of one.
So what you're saying is we didn't answer all the questions?
Mark, no, but you hit a lot of topics that I've thought a lot about and I've noticed and I appreciate, and I'm going to take it a little further. Let's start with an easy one because the fans love this stuff.
Dougie, you don't get 15 questions. Remember that.
I know. Well, you did one A, B, C, and D. I'm going to do one A, B, X, Y, Z. You know what I'm saying?
Like you always do.
Well, here's an easy one. And I think people want to know, you know, again, thinking about number one, number 15, number 41, and you guys are there. There's no students, right? It's Thanksgiving. Probably a good thing with everything that's happened. People got to go home, but you guys are there. What are the Who's doing for Thanksgiving dinner tomorrow?
Well, there is dinner, I think, at the Boar's Head for us.
Yep. Fancy.
And if not, guys are free to go home or local. Like last year, a bunch of guys went to Jaden Nixon's mom.
Oh, that's awesome. Yes.
Now, I don't know that's if awesome. Jaden's back in town because, you know, he's up at he's at Johns Hopkins now playing.
Yep.
So yep. I don't know if he's home and invited some of the guys back. But if not, you know, coaches have invited guys over to their house. But I know most of us will be at Boar's Head.
That's awesome. I remember at least my first year, I think most years we were playing. One year, the Great Alaskan Shootout, other places.
Well,
we went to Graves Mountain. Remember that, Jay?
So Graves
Mountain Lodge.
Why do I remember Thanksgiving at the barn?
I don't remember that. That might have been after. Yeah, that might have been like a Corey Alexander stipulation on his third year contract.
I remember an Aberdeen barn Thanksgiving for some reason.
Well, I remember that every pregame. So I think people wanted to know, and it's a, you know, it's a good time. It's a curious time, and it's, you know, it can be a little bit lonely, right? But I assume some maybe families, maybe the McNeelys came up. I'm not sure. So that was my first easy one.
Exactly who's in town?
Yeah. So here's what I've noticed. So I want to say a famous quote from you from, I think, the blue. What do you guys play? The blue-white game? Not the blue-orange.
The blue-white.
And you were coaching a team, and they have the snippets. By the way, the fans are fuming. Everybody wants to see the streaming. Different story. Jay Willie quote, push on a miss, spread on a make. We're pushing the ball this year, aren't we?
We're trying to push it on.
No, we're pushing the ball, Jay.
On misses, we want to get it up the floor a little faster. We're trying.
Is that different, or was it always the case?
No, we you know, it's funny. So I'll go back as far as London.
Mm-hmm.
We would tell, like, we tell them if a guard gets a rebound that they could push.
Yeah,
they wouldn't push. London and Ty, they'd be like,
London and Ty like to walk it up. Yeah. Like
you guys make me play too much defense. I'm going to walk this thing up.
That's funny, man. And the other thing I've noticed, and I've been too involved, but, you know, I think the pack line, you don't deny passing lanes. Am I right? Is that a good assumption?
Correct.
You're not in lanes. But I feel like, and this might be a freedom and a Tony Bennett trust with the players and the personnel, I feel like guys are pushing out and looking for it. You know, you've seen Reese miss a few, get a few, which is fine, but it's an aggressiveness, right?
I just think we got two really good ball hawking guards. And Reese's anticipation in his hands are some of the best I've ever seen. So he's, you know, he's picking and choosing when he wants to anticipate. Now he better get it and better not take himself out of position. But you know, he's good. He's good with
it. I think the Illinois game, he had three or four deflections where he probably didn't get the steal, but it's his steal, right?
He in that game, Shannon had been playing his butt off.
Yep.
And I mean, all but one possession, maybe two possessions, Reese was on him. And he did like hands in the pass lane. You said deflections. He may not have gotten it, but he tipped it to somebody else to get a steal. Like, he was really good. Really good.
I hope the scouting report on him, by the way, 8 for 9 the night before. He's an old school left-hander. Marky, he goes left to go left. He fakes right to go left. He fakes left to go left to go left. He just keeps coming back to his left. But yeah, that was. And sometimes guys shoot themselves out the night before. Like Armand had the huge night shooting. You know, it's not easy to go back to back at that. You know, Carson Edwards level.
But also when you shoot the ball like Armand has been doing to start the season. They target you and guard you a little different now, right? You got a little bit of a bullseye on you. So
for sure.
You know, I think that's a little bit of what's going on too.
Uh-oh, we lost Dougie.
He's me. Dead. No, you didn't lose me. I had one more question.
That Jersey City power.
Yes, yeah, and it's flickering over here. That was it, man. It feels like we see the trust of the staff, and I think players earn that. And you see it coming. I don't know if you guys are going to play anybody better than Illinois this year, by the way. This is my early assessment. I mean, I know Houston, okay, and we Houston. Got the league. I got it. I've seen Houston. Illinois had guys that I did the scout for our pregame, and there were guys I was like, who's Hawkins? Shit, who's Epps? Shit, who's Harris?
Where's Madden?
They were good.
And big Danger, you forgot the big guy was Danger.
Danger.
Like, they were good. And you know what they did? I know you guys are upset about some defensive things. They ran some really good action, man. They played to the strengths/weaknesses of what you guys were doing, and a couple times guys kind of got mixed up and lost. But that I think I could learn a lot from watching that Illinois team, the way they played us, is my opinion. No, that's a cheat sheet for the staff there, Marky.
No, look, two really good programs, well coached.
For sure.
I mean, all of the switching that they do, and I mean they switch 1 through 5 at times. Like that's hard to go.
That hurt them too, by the way, on a couple of possessions.
Well, yeah.
But they had some quick hitters on offense. They had some quick hitters on offense where they'd fake, you know, like fake like the handoff type thing, and people would get confused. So I think Jay said it earlier that there's things to learn defensively from that.
No doubt.
That's all I got, man. Really, I don't have a great question.
That's really encouraging, though, that the defense is playing with such toughness and yet still making some mistakes that we're going
to
improve on. Right? Dougie.
For sure. Yo.
Thank you for the Fresh Question of the Week segment.
Fresh.
I have one more, but it's not really fair. I'll tell you guys offline.
Dougie, now you just asked everybody. Everybody is now asking, really, Dougie? Share.
Well, somebody, this is a Twitter thing. Somebody tweeted something about a 24-second clock in college basketball, right?
Yeah.
Whether you're for that or not, Jason, but there's an assistant coach who was on an ACC team, assistant. Now he's on a different team. And he tweeted out, some people are going to – system coaches are going to be scared of this. What does that mean, a system coach would be scared of that?
Of a new clock?
Yeah.
I don't know. Whatever the rules dictate, that's how we got to play.
I get it.
We went to Italy and played with 24 seconds over there. Give you a few more possessions.
Yep.
You got to get into your stuff quicker. But, I mean, listen, by the time you get the ball up the court anyway, you're behind the clock and you got to go.
What's the clock now?
30 seconds.
30. But that's what the difference of the NBA. 6 seconds, though, is it? You know, that's pretty quick, right? That's the difference between the NBA and college. That's shot clock. And that's what makes the NBA game so different.
We're gonna have some fans out there that can read between the lines. They'll figure out which coach tweeted that. And there's a method to my madness, but we'll talk about that later.
I'm sure it's all over the forum, Dougie, because you were running the forum. Dougie, wait, don't go anywhere. My guy John Schriffen was doing the game on Sunday.
That's Saturday. Right. Oh, we didn't mention this, Jay. You don't know about this.
Who is this?
In the middle of the broadcast, Sunday or Saturday or Friday?
It was Sunday. I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
In the middle of the broadcast, Jay, I think it was the announcer, not the color guy. He said he was talking about shooting, whatever. He said the best shooting instructor I've ever seen is Mark Jerome.
Okay,
that's hey. His son Ty used to come in the gym, this little floppy-headed kid, da, 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 and his dad was the best shooting instructor I've ever seen in New York City.
Probably. He didn't say the best. He said one of the best, who I coached when he was younger, the announcer.
Yeah.
So I know him from New York and coached him in middle school.
He was called Nair Game?
Yeah.
Yes.
How about that?
Yeah.
And it wasn't even on, I guess he was talking about.
Did you pay him to say this? Did you?
I sent the check last night.
Okay, all right.
Actually,
you know, Jay, how many times has Corey Alexander mentioned you in a tell? Well, he's definitely because you.
He and Corey Alexander worked together so well.
No, I've been trying to get Corey to just say something about me for 10 years, nothing.
But yeah, they got into a back and forth because John mentioned that I taught him how to shoot. And Corey was like, he did not teach you how to shoot because you can't shoot. It was a really good. But
I think I remember
John Schriffen brought up, and Dougie, you can say, you get to, Dougie, I'll give you one.
Okay.
He and Fran Fraschilla were doing the game.
Yep.
Top five most influential coaches in college basketball.
Who
in the last 50 years? John Schriffen, who was calling the game.
Yeah.
Top five most influential coaches in college basketball and over the last 50 years.
Over the last 50? Well, I heard him say. I heard them talk about the part about guys coaching now who should be in the Hall of Fame, and he didn't mention our coach, which is wrong.
No.
Was Fran.
Fran Fraschilla didn't, but I.
I'm glad I
missed all this stuff.
They talked about this in the UCLA Baylor game.
Okay, I watched the second half of that, so I missed it.
Hey, Willie, can you name 3 to 4 off the top of your head, or if you want to name 5, you can.
Of the top,
he named 50. So. Oh, for Schilling,
top 5.
Like Boyd, I can't think of his name right now. Boyd something. I think it was, he did name Dick Bennett.
Bobby Knight.
I think he named Bobby Knight.
Yeah, Bobby Knight's got to be there. Dick Bennett.
I don't agree with Bobby Knight, right?
Coach K's got to be there.
He did so much to hurt college basketball. Four players on his team, although some of them will speak highly of him.
But you're saying the most influential?
Influential. Who would you say?
That's a long time.
That's the thing. 50 years. I'm 50. Me and you are 50 years old, Mark. Jay's knocking.
I would say one person he didn't mention was John Thompson.
I would agree. Or Nolan Richardson.
No, and I said that too.
Yeah.
Did for Georgetown, the 80s, basketball in the 80s.
You're talking influential, like that 40 minutes of hell, that's a whole different.
Yeah. John Thompson, influential. He made everybody want to wear what they wore, everybody.
You're not talking like, the best to do it or most championships or anything like that. You're just saying influential, biggest influence on the game, right?
Yep.
I mean, if you go over the last 50 years, I could name a D2 guy that nobody would say. But Dave Robbins at Virginia Union University was a bad man. The White Shadow.
It is. I got one for you. I don't know, Jay, if you even know who this is. Don Meyer, David Lipscomb College, then became University. And he has that tree where John Wooden would come and Dick Bennett.
Yeah. No,
they'd come to his camps.
That's a hard. Yeah. That'd be a hard list
get it down to 5.
He's got
to
be on there, right?
Who'd you just say?
Coach K's got to be.
I think you have to. You have to include him, but like him or not, I think you have to include him, right? And maybe Calipari for being the king of one and done, which influenced the game, whether you agree with it or not.
He's influential for sure. I mean, whatever. A lot of his players have gone on and up. I could give my top five least.
But then you go dudes like, but then you got guys like Lon Kruger and Tubby.
Yeah. Oh, you can go on and on. That have,
like, you know,
I mean, Dean Smith
is number one. I think
Dean Coach Smith. Holland.
There's a lot of good coaches, man. Golly, that's hard.
That's hard.
Dougie, maybe put this on the forum.
Yeah, that's a great one.
You only get five.
I want to do my five least influential.
You're going to do that now, okay, or you're going to do it on the forum?
No, I don't want to partake. Jason like that. I'm not partaking in least influential.
I know.
All right.
There's a couple I don't like. Dougie, you can put that. My real question was, are we going to lose a game this year? I'm just kidding. Keep doing it, man. Love this team. Love all of it. You know that.
Appreciate you. Hey, your boy Reese was big time.
Big time. Got the MVP. He walked out with the belt.
He actually was talking trash. Like he showed a little spunk. I was like, yes, I like that.
I saw that.
I was going to ask you about that. Did anybody mention that Illinois was talking trash?
No, but it did. Like, no.
I thought they did a good job.
It wasn't a whole lot of trash talking, but you know, me, the personality I am, I was all for it. Like, Reese, yes. But the ref came up to him. I thought we were about to get one of those technicals because that's a point of emphasis this year. And
yeah,
the referee, I was like, I got him. And he's like, no, let me talk to him. So he went and talked to him. I said, all right, I appreciate you talking to him. We got him, though.
That's that third year step. You're not yourself until your third year.
Oh, he. I like that. I like Reese when he's like that.
All right, one more point for Dougie, and then we're kicking him out. I'm going to make the point. I'm going to ask you a question, Jay Willie. If you answer right, we got a prize for you. Yep. Who is Dougie's second favorite player on the team?
Polka Dot.
Got it.
Damn, Jay knows me.
Where's my bell? My little 2-year-old broke my bell.
The real question is next year who's going to be my favorite, but that's another story.
What does that mean? Are you expecting Reese to be out?
No. Reese is coming back. Reese got 2 more years left. What are you talking about?
Okay, so then your answer who's going to be your favorite?
We got a class coming in. That's all.
That's true. No, you're right, Dougie.
I don't think we're allowed to talk about that.
Offline. Will, you can tell us who you think that is, maybe for prize number two. So you
man, I love them all. I love them all. I love
oh, no, he's Jay, signed. Jay. We could talk about him. He signed his letter of intent.
Oh, good. Oh, I didn't know if we could talk about him or not. Yeah, you know.
We
JC,
talk about
it. Jersey City.
He's a Jersey.
So, Dougie, 3 out of 3, who's your favorite?
I mean.
And then we're really kicking you
out. I mean, Reese is a grown man at this point. He can do his own thing. He doesn't need me anymore. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Isaac's gonna be a second year. Elijah's coming in. He's gonna be young.
You took the training wheels off Reese. Like a son. You say Reese's
I would like if I could talk to Reese, and I won't. But if I could, I'd like him to tighten his handle up a little bit. Jay, I know that's surprising. He should tighten his handle up a little bit. How's that?
All right, fresh from one point guard to another.
That's right. Just a little bit. Just a little bit sloppy. JG could be a little stronger with the ball at times, but I won't get started with that. I love them all, man. But yeah, you know, I feel like Elijah's. I see him going to high school with my son and that stuff. So it's like, you know, a little closer to family. But definitely Reese and Isaac right now for sure.
All right, Dougie, thank you once again.
We love the guards. Number 11. All right, Jay. Jay Willie shows back.
Hey, talk to you, Dougie.
You gotta give him what they need.
Thanksgiving. We'll see you Friday at 5:30, Dougie.
Friday 5:30. Oh, we played 6. Nice.
Yep. Pre-game Friday 5:30.
All right. Let's go.
All right, fresh.
All right, no losses.
Happy
all right,
Thanksgiving, keep doing
it.
Brother.
Happy Thanksgiving, boy. Enjoy it. Say hello to everybody.
Dougie, it's the best. Fresh question of the week lasted only 20 minutes tonight.
There you go.
He's cutting back.
He's good.
He's great. All right, so we've been on for a while, so we're going to say goodnight very soon. What's on the Thanksgiving menu at the Williford household?
I don't know. The wife didn't cook, so we're with the team this year. So whatever the teams have.
What does Kwamina usually make? Does she usually cook?
No, we normally either her folks or my folks, we go to either Richmond or up to D.C. Or I think a couple of years ago, everybody met us here and they all bought different dishes. So it was pretty good.
Who cleaned up? Who cleaned up the dishes during?
Oh,
dishes?
No. I never clean up. I watch football.
You know what? You know you shouldn't have brought that up.
I know. But like this year we're practicing. So we practice in the morning because we play Friday, and then we'll go eat after practice, and then I'll be back home in time to watch a little football.
You want to talk about football?
No. I don't want to talk about football. Although we play Monday night, I really don't want to talk football. It's been a rough year. Rough. Are you a Giants fan or a Jets fan?
Neither, but I do have season tickets at Jets, but I go and tailgate with my homies. And then
But both of those teams are good. No, the Jets aren't good.
They scored 3 points last weekend.
Yeah, but I mean, prior to that,
the quarterback.
The Giants.
I don't want to be critical. I mean, they're just quarterback struggling right now.
Yeah, I just saw that. They're going to bench him too.
I know. I feel badly for the kid.
All right.
But
better question. Forget NFL football right now. Who do you have in the college football playoffs when it's all said and done? Who are the four remaining? Are you a TCU believer?
I think I'm going to go Georgia. I'm going out on a limb.
Oh, yeah, okay. Georgia?
I guess.
Who else? You got to pick all four.
Oh, how could you go against Georgia, Ohio State, Michigan, and TCU right now? I mean, I think TCU goes in.
Or
USC.
Granted, they went out, right?
Or USC.
Is there a case that Clemson or Carolina get in? One loss? No, Carolina lost the other day, right?
Neither one of them.
Yeah, I've watched Carolina's Clemson out.
Twice.
Carolina's out. LSU still got a dark horse chance.
I haven't seen them play, but I've been following it.
If they beat Georgia, they're in.
They would deserve it.
Right?
They would deserve it.
Do you take Georgia, LSU, and do you take both Ohio State and Michigan? That'd be crazy.
Michigan still have a tough game left? Don't they play Ohio State?
Yeah, they got them this weekend.
Have you ever been to a Michigan-Ohio State game? Insane. Never. Insane.
Never. That's a bucket list item.
Yeah. I was UVA-Duke, Michigan-Ohio State games, bucket list. I've done both, which I'm very happy to say.
You're not talking football, though. You're talking UVA-Duke.
Yes, basketball. UVA-Duke basketball. And watching UVA win, right, in Durham. Right, it's Krzyzewskiville, whatever you want to call it. Ohio State, no, Ohio State, Michigan is a great game to go to. And I was there in Columbus. I don't know. I've never been to Michigan.
That's a bucket list item for me.
That's great.
And to go to Penn State on a whiteout, go to LSU under the lights. I've got a couple bucket lists. Anyone listening that can hook Jay Willie up with a couple of those bucket list items, let me know.
You know who can help you out with LSU?
Who?
Your head coach's wife.
I know. I don't want to ask.
You don't want to ask?
I don't want to ask. Not. Okay. Plus, I when am I going to go to one of those? I don't have time.
Since you brought football up, and you know you are the parent. I'm sorry. There is a parent of a former player who is a huge fan of a team in your division who did very well last year.
He ain't talking much this year. He's been quiet.
Neither one of you are.
I mean, they beat us last week, but we beat them the first game of the year. I don't know how.
I don't know how either, and because I was rooting for them. But nothing against you. But in my little football pool. But I did have an extended conversation with him a couple of weeks ago.
How's he doing?
Doing well. He's doing well. And Kyle's doing really well out in Spain. Really well.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's great catching up with Joe. Haven't talked to him in a while, like a year or so. So it was good. Always good to catch up with the UVA family, especially the parents of that team.
You guys were close.
Yeah, no, it was a good group, real good group. All right, happy Thanksgiving to you and the family tomorrow.
Same to you.
Good luck on Friday.
When are we doing this again? Are we officially back? Is this?
We are back. Okay. As Dougie said, and you said earlier, by popular demand, right? We've gotten a lot of requests, but we were going to come back anyway without the request.
All right.
We said to get our schedules in order, which we are now doing. And we're going to put the pressure on you. It's you know, sometimes depending on game night, we're going to work around that.
Gotcha. All right. I'm all in.
It's a pleasure. Always, always such a great night.
Good to see you again.
Jay Willie Show. The Jay Willie Show, sponsored by Rhines and Rogers, where Charlottesville gets engaged. Thanks to Big Kev and family. Happy Thanksgiving to them. Happy Thanksgiving to all of Charlottesville, Jay Willie family, and once again to the families that have going through a tough time now. Jay Will's always great. Good luck Friday. Good luck the next game after that, which is that Madison?
No. Michigan.
What do you guys have after that?
Michigan.
Michigan. Next Tuesday,
we already established that. Yeah.
Yep. Good luck in Ann Arbor too, and so we will see you either maybe next Wednesday.
It's a goal. After the Michigan game. All right.
Best to all the family. To the family. Great catching up, and talk to you soon.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving.